My name is Megan Louise Johansson. I am 44 years old. Today is December 14th. I'm recording this interview in Baldwin, Wisconsin, and I'm speaking with James Mahon, who is my boyfriend.
Well, my name is James Mahon, and I'm 54 years old. I'm from Tennessee, but I transplanted here in Baldwin, Wisconsin.
What are some of your happiest childhood memories?
Working alongside of my dad. I was my dad's shadow. He was my safe haven.
Growing up, did you have a nickname?
Yeah, everybody called me Jimmy or Cotton Top.
How did you tell your family and friends that you were joining the military?
I just told them I was joining the military. My grandfather was the one that kind of suggested that I was married and had a pregnant wife. I needed to find me a job and make a stake in the world.
Is there any particular reason that you chose the branch that you chose?
Yes. Free medical. And in 20 years, I could retire.
Are there any conversations that stand out about the time that you joined the military?
Yeah, the time I got a field grade Article 15, that conversation was interesting.
How did you imagine military life before you joined?
I didn't. I really had no clue about it. I remember about the third day of basic training, I was rubbing my bald head, shaving in the mirror, and wondering, what did I do this time?
How did your perceptions about that change after serving?
It's a bond of brotherhood that I haven't been able to experience anywhere else. I learned about honor, loyalty, and trustworthiness in the military.
What was basic training like for you?
Exhilarating. But it taught me that the military would train me for whatever use they needed me for, that I wouldn't be unprepared.
Can you describe any funny moments from boot camp?
Oh, yeah. We'd all say we were going to church because we didn't have to have an escort. And we'd go to the local PX and buy cigarettes and smoke, which we weren't supposed to be smoking in basic. And we'd shoot pool and eat junk food. And our drill sergeant caught us once. I know he'd seen us. It was about 12 of us. They ain't much way not to see us. But he never said anything.
Where did you serve during the war?
I served over in Desert Storm. Actually, Saudi Arabia was the country I was in.
How did you tell your loved ones that you were being deployed?
I gotta go. But when it was kind of broadcasted over the news, I mean, that we were having issues in another country. And that's when you join the military, that's kind of what you're trained to do, fight a war.
What are some of the things you remember the most about your deployment?
All the work that it takes to get a whole post mobilized. Not only did we mobilize Fort Campbell, we also mobilized several National Guard, and I forgot the other one. We called them Weekend Warriors. But that's when they call it now. My work handle was 88 Hotel Cargo Specialist. If it moved, I knew how to move it, whether it be by rail, ship, land, or sea. I knew how to package it, I knew how to ship it, and I knew how to get it to a destination without losing it. MOS. MOS stands for Military Occupational Skill. And in the civilian world, it's basically it's shipping and receiving and warehousing. We called them break ball points. We would get stuff whenever we jumped. When at time of war, we would get, I don't know how to explain it, it'd be miles and miles of semi-trucks. And we'd have a staging area. We'd put it all in one area, the beans, boots, and bullets. And then we would ration it out to, like, if a unit in a different area or whatever needed X amount of MREs, we would load them up, ship them, and haul it to them, and drop it off. They try to keep, every time we jump, they try to keep it top secret, but when you wake up in the morning, you walk out of your tent, you see a big line of semi-trailers, you know you're fixing to move.
What was one of the happiest moments in your life?
Happiest moments in my life is when I was successfully in the military, my military career was going up, and I was also still on the family farm. And I had it pretty good.
Are there any funny stories or memories or characters from your life that you want to tell me about?
Yeah, it's me and Lawson. He was in my platoon. Actually, he was in my squad. We were going to start our own business over where you call, we haul, that's all. And it winded up sticking with our platoon.
How do you feel that being in the war changed you?
I don't know. I never experienced true fear. One night over there, I thought we were going to die from a Scud alert. And I remember I've actually seen my life flash before my eyes over there. And something happened after that. Something went haywire with me. I don't know how to explain it. It's something that you gotta feel to really get the full definition of it. You know, even when I came back home, and when I got off the airplane, I looked around, that was my hometown. I looked around and just nothing seemed right after that. And to this day, it hasn't. And it's been over 20 years.
Was there anything you especially missed about civilian life?
It's not ran like the military life. It's too much arguing, too much. It's just, I like the military life a lot better.
Is there someone you served with that you remember fondly?
Oh yeah, Howie Malahato. Everybody said that we were twins. We used to, whenever we deploy, or training exercises, we'd always swap ID cards and go chase women. That way, if a woman came up pregnant, they would come back for James. But James Mahon, wherever we deployed, was actually Howie, and I was Howard Malahato. We'd swap ID cards and basically swap IDs. So in the event that we ever got a girl pregnant, it would come up not ours.
What are some of the fun things you and your friends did while you were deployed?
I don't know how to answer that. I mean, we used to enjoy our off time. Like when we went to Alaska, we was working 12 on, 12 off. That was a 45-day party, basically. Because we had the day shift. We were supposed to be scheduled, and the bars up there never closed, so we always wound up bar hopping on our 12 hours off.
Did you ever get caught breaking any rules in the military?
Oh, yeah. I tried to kill my squad leader in St. Patrick's Day, I want to say 89. And that's where I got a field grade Article 15.
Did you ever get away with something that you weren't supposed to be doing in the military?
Constantly. I mean, my first sergeant said I was a loose cannon. But I made friends with my battalion commander. And so if I couldn't get what I want, I'd go talk to him. I got him a bunch of what I call attaboys from the Pentagon whenever they come down for that little horse and pony show. I was normally the candidate for it because I knew all the right answers to any goofy question they come up with, and I made my battalion commander look good. And in return, I got to pretty much do what I wanted to do, and I'd hire a lot of my farm help from my battalion. And that gave me some, I guess you call it grace with the higher ups, because they would tell me that a soldier's having problems paying bills or whatever, and want to know if I could find something for him to do. And I always had work I could do on the farm. A lot of times I really didn't need no help, but when my key moments that I needed to be on the farm, I could tell them, and I would pretty much, they would pretty much let me put my military life on hold till I got my crops in. And I used to hire a lot of help. I got the majority of my workforce from the military.
Did you ever learn something about a fellow service member that surprised you?
No. We was all pretty much open with each other.
How long did you actually serve in the military?
Almost 7 years.
When did you leave the military, and what was that process like?
Got out on October the 22nd, 1992. And the process was, I was kind of relieved that I was getting myself out of that situation. And the process was long and tedious, and a lot of things that I know today that I'd signed off on, I wish I wouldn't have. Like my final physical, instead of me signing off on it, I should have accepted it. Because that's when you tell them about all your little boo-boos and stuff, and it's really created a lot of problems for me. Like the time I got Bell's palsy when I was in the service. If I'd have went to that would have all been mentioned. It would have been in paperwork. I got lost a lot of medical paperwork that's giving me issues now.
Was there anything or anyone that helped you transition from the military?
No, because I was already on the family farm. I mean, I was living a double lifestyle. I was a farm boy from 4:30 p.m. to midnight, and I was a soldier from midnight to 4:30 p.m. And I don't know how I worked that. It just happened. When you asked me a question about something funny, I brought up something. We carried the name Saloon Platoon for years. The first platoon was normally, which is the platoon I was in, would normally be the one tasked to go back to the rear to pick up food and stuff like that for the company and transport. And we'd transport sick bay people and people that had to go to sick call and stuff like that. But so we would call our wives, whoever had that mission that day, we'd call our wives and we'd order liquor. And they'd meet us in the parking lot and we'd put the liquor in, and they decided to raid us one morning and they confiscated 32 gallons of liquor from us. So we carried the name Saloon Platoon for a very long time. And we was actually proud of it.
Do you have any advice for others transitioning from the military?
To the military or out of it?
Either one.
I think everybody should do 2 years minimum. It'll teach you a lot about bonding. There's a group of friends that, like I said, I ain't never experienced it again. We all had choice. We might not have liked each other, but when we had the uniform on, it was a band of brotherhood. Getting out of the service, I highly recommend people to not pencil whip their paperwork and actually go to it.
What do you feel you learned about yourself?
That I'm not invincible. And I got a lot of trustworthiness and honor and loyalty. It's something that's been with me ever since I got out of the military. That's the way I evaluate people that I'm associated with, is trust and loyalty. If I can't trust you, I'm not going to be around you. And being loyal is, I don't know how to explain it. Everybody's got a different interpretation of it. But being loyal is when I know that no matter what I'm going through, I got somebody on my side. And being loyal doesn't mean you have to always agree with me. It's telling me what I need to hear, not what I want to hear.
What are some habits you developed in the service that you liked?
Being on time, being trustworthy, that's the big thing. And I always try to help, I always try to make somebody else's life a little easier when I can. And I always try to do a little more than what's expected from me.
What are some habits that you dislike that you developed?
Habits that I dislike. I can't really think of anything right now. I don't like to bond with people. I don't like, because I know you're here today and gone tomorrow. That's one thing that I liked about being in the military. You either were friends right off the bat or you wasn't. And I have a hard time bonding with people now because I feel like everybody's expendable. This is getting a little bit involved in too much of my personal life, so let's go to the next question.
What are some of the differences between Wisconsin and Tennessee that you notice?
The damn weather.
Besides the weather, honey.
People down south seem to be more friendly. People up here seem to be very arrogant. I'll say sweetie, honey, baby, stuff like that, and I don't mean nothing by it to the women. And some women just take it all the way out of proportion. Next question.
What do you feel are some of the biggest accomplishments in your life?
I'm going to have to say I don't really know. That's kind of caught me off guard. Let's go to the next question.
What are some of the states and countries that you've lived in?
Uh, I've lived in Tampa, Florida, Tennessee, of course, Kentucky, Indiana, where else? I've driven the East Coast from Miami, Florida, all the way up to Rochester, New York. The majority of that was when I was in the service. In the countries, I never really lived in any different country. I visited a couple. But I was there to do what I was sent to do and then leave.
If you could live your life again, what is one thing you'd do differently?
I don't know, because I had to live my life, become the person I am today, and I'm pretty much happy with who I am today. I've learned a lot over the years, and if I changed something in my past, then I might have not learned, I might have missed something that I learned.
Yep. Okay, I think we're done.
Praise Jesus.
Thank you for your time. Mm-hmm.